Right now, we're talking about a generation that is called the sandwich generation. They are baby boomers who are faced with caring for their own children as well as caring for their aging parents. With life expectancy on the rise, how to cope with these new demands is an increasingly important issue. Our next guest is a counselor and seminar leader who will be giving a six-week workshop starting May 2nd on this very topic. Frances Kucharski joins me now in studio. Thanks very much, Chef, for coming in.
My pleasure.
This seems really timely. In health news, just a little while ago, we're talking about they're saying women are facing dangerous levels of stress because of these new demands on their lives, taking care of their own children and their aging parents. So how do you counsel people to cope with these issues?
I think being centered in oneself is very important. As women especially, we're often torn between demands of society, demands to be a good parent, and our own desires. Often we suppress our own desires in order to conform. When we do that, we increase the stress in our lives, and we're often subject to disease, illness, stress-related physical ailments. So the first thing is to become aware of oneself and one's situation. What is the situation? What are my stressors? What am I prepared to do and what am I not prepared to do in the situation?
So what would you say then is the most important or the biggest issue that someone who's faced with having to care for their elderly parents, what is the biggest thing that they're faced with?
It's usually increased demands on time and resources. People are either very angry or very fearful.
Mm-hmm.
Anger in that they may have unresolved conflicts from the past with siblings or parents that are exacerbated at this time, or anger because their own precepts about life, their own beliefs about life and themselves or the way of operating in the world creates the difficulty. And some people are fearful about not being adequate, not knowing what to do,
mm-hmm.
or fearful about the passage of time.
Well, that's it, because in a lot of ways, I mean, the relationship that you've had with your parents, you've built an entire life on,
exactly.
will change at this time in your life. And that can be really difficult to cope with, can't it? For both parties.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the constants in life is change.
Mm-hmm.
And change is natural and inevitable. It also provokes crisis. And from my point of view, crisis is a wonderful time. It's that point of transformation. If we can intervene during this crisis time, we can really grow and learn, become wiser, more giving human beings.
You know, you give these workshops, and the one we're speaking about, the one that begins May 2nd, is exactly on this topic.
Exactly.
What kind of tools do you work on developing in these parents, these boomers who are caring for both their kids and their parents?
Well, I try to give them some tools that I, as a therapist, might use myself, which is some understanding of our behavior. There are two things we look at. One is unconscious goals of behavior, such as our need for attention, power, revenge, or even inadequacy. And how do we act out this? Is our main goal to have attention? If it is, we can get into difficulty when we're attending to someone else. Is
okay.
our main goal to have power? And how do we use that power? Do we use it wisely or not?
So really, at this time in your life, when you would think it's all about helping the other person, there's really a lot of soul searching that you need to do about yourself and how you're going to deal with.
I think that's the basis of this. And when people begin to look at themselves, they find that their relationships with their parents improve, as well as their relationships with siblings and coworkers. Because you're really asked to look at yourself. How do I contribute to this problem? Is it possible for me to let go of control, for example?
Interesting.
People often have an idea of what people should do. You know, the controllers of the world, we have an idea
mm-hmm.
of what's right. And that often conflicts with somebody else's idea.
And in this case, you're dealing with two people who have lived independently, or one person, whatever the case may be, all of their life, who now face with needing help and maybe having that kind of difficulty as well.
Yes, exactly. And that's another important thing that you mentioned. Often aging parents have difficulty asking for help.
That's it.
And there's their point of growth.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've had a very independent person who needs to ask for help, there's a great growing available. And I often mention one woman I was working with, a senior who was growing blind, an artist.
Okay.
Very independent, who was growing blind and needed to learn to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
So she began to take the bus, ask her son for help, and in the process grew to be a much more happy, fulfilled woman. But she felt the love around her.
Interesting. It's a huge topic, isn't it?
It is.
And that's why you need to go to the workshop. And if you want some information, it starts May 3rd. It goes till June 6th. Here's a number you can call. It's 425-3565. And Frances Kucharski is a psychotherapist.
That's
and
right.
I'd like to thank you very much for taking some time to talk about this important issue with us this morning.
Thank you for asking me in.